let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, a once nationally recognized polar dome ice skating rink in East Dundee, which made the Guinness Book of World Records as the largest air-supported dome stadium of its time. It's back and better than ever. The iconic Polar Dome Ice Rink has reopened at Santa's Village Amusement and Water Park, 601 Dundee Avenue in East Dundee. The indoor rink has a fresh new look, too, and who better to talk about it all is Jason Serpian. He's the man behind the historic amusement park. Jason, how are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing, Dave?
I am great. Man, you are always full of surprises every season, no matter what you're doing. You know, since you took over Santa's Village almost 15 years ago, if you can believe that. But reopening this iconic rink is something you've talked to me about and have wanted to do for a very long time, right?
Yeah, we've had this discussion quite a few times, I think. It's been a long time in the making, and we finally got it going. We opened up here mid-January for kind of soft opening season here at the last half of what would traditionally be your indoor hockey rink or ice rink season. So yeah, we have it going through May, and then we'll shut it down for a few months like it used to in the old days, and then we'll kind of get it ramped back up and open back up in September for a long full season of indoor ice.
I was going to say, you know what? When it's 90 degrees out, skating on the ice sounds really good, though, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, this rink, unfortunately, has never been open during the summer. It kind of goes with the busy seasonality of the Santa's Village amusement park.
You worked there when you were a kid, long before you owned it, obviously. Do you remember the ice rink there?
I do, actually. I used to come here skating as a kid with my parents. We grew up pretty close to the park here, so we spent a lot of time here, whether it was in the summer or even in the winter, with family and friends ice skating and enjoying the Alpine Room bar and restaurant here also.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But this is open for more than just public skating. I mean, hockey tournaments, skating lessons are all offered. I mean, you can't really find a lot of ice skating rinks around the city in the suburbs. So, I mean, this is a gem that you're going to be doing a lot of things at.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of different lessons, whether it's hockey or figure skating. We've got a lot of public skating sessions, a lot of drop-in hockey. We've got all kinds of figure skating programs, lessons all across the board, no matter what age, what discipline. We have all kinds of different lessons here. And then all, obviously our open skating program we have a few times a week as well.
That's very cool. Let's talk a little bit. Let's dip into this because it's freezing cold outside. Besides the ice rink, what do you got working on for summer? You're always working on a new ride. You're always expanding and reopening other parts of the park since you've had it under you. What do you got going on that you can say?
We've kind of been talking about it a little bit. So we do have... we've got one new family ride going in the season. We've got two new kiddie rides going in. We've got our four-lane racer slide that we've been working on for quite a while. And then we have some kiddie water slides going in the summer, also in a small little kiddie kind of themed area. And I think that's about it. It's just it's always one project after another. I can't even keep track of them anymore.
Yeah, the water park reopened a few years back, but like the kiddie park, and for the really little ones, you know, you've got vintage Santa's Village rides. You have vintage Kiddyland rides when it was up in River Grove. But what is that like? Like trying to figure out what's next in the amusement park, because you usually take whatever you buy and you fix it up. You make sure it's obviously very safe. It's one of the cleanest amusement parks in America, and then you really do a beautiful job. I mean, everything's clean in the park. The rides are always freshly painted, powder coated. What is that process like when you're looking at something new?
Well, it just depends on, you know, what type of ride it is. We like to try to either do a couple of kiddie rides every once in a while, but we really do like to add the family rides. And we've got kind of a really nice, different attraction for the families going in with this new ride for this season. It'll be themed Christmassy. And then we've got these two kiddie rides going in that it's been a little while since we've actually added a toddler size ride. So we have two of those going in this season as well. But we just kind of looked at these. We've actually been sitting on them for a couple of years. They've been in storage with us. And our guys started kind of just taking them apart and working on them here right at the end of summer. And they are still going strong on those. It takes quite a while. We do rebuild them completely before we put them out and put them together while we take advantage of having them completely apart, repainting everything.
Now, when it comes to food, it's always great in the park. But for the ice skating rink, I almost missed this, the Alpine Room. That's a classic too there. So tell us a little bit about that.
And I can remember being probably as young as maybe 7 or 8 years old, and we'd come here ice skating, and of course the parents would sit in the Alpine Room, which is a restaurant and bar, and whether they'd be playing darts or playing pool and having a good time eating some food and having some alcoholic beverages. So we brought that back. It's just as nostalgic now as it was yesterday, with the fireplace and just the decor, the great food, and of course quite a few adult beverage selection, we will call it.
Yeah. What are you serving in there? Like, what's the main stuff in this restaurant?
We've got anything from burgers and wraps, salads, all kinds of deep fried lovely appetizers. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple different dessert options. One is our new apple pie pot stickers, and I have tested these things more times than I probably should have.
Sure,
but they
have.
Are absolutely fantastic. And then we have a full bar with anything from hard liquor down to several different types of beers.
Awesome. And then let's talk a little bit about season passes, because those are for sale now for the upcoming season, which is really only a couple months away.
Yeah, I can't believe it. We were just talking about it today. We're about just under 90 days from our opening here. I think we're at about 82 days.
Wow.
And season passes are currently on sale, though. Kind of remain at the price they're at right now until, I believe, in April they're going to go up a little bit. Grab those season passes. They pay for themselves in just about 2 visits, and you get all the great perks, discounts, cabanas, discounts for food, beverage, merchandise, birthday parties, you name it. A little bit later on this year in 2025, we'll be rolling out our 2026 passes. And with those 2026 passes, we'll actually have one option where we could do some open skating also. So it'll basically be a year-round pass that's never been offered on this property ever in the 66 years it's been here.
Wow. Very, very cool. Well, if you want to find out more, santasvillagedundee.com and polardomedundee.com is where you can find out more. Thank you, Jason. We'll see you soon, pal.
Dave, thank you very much. Have a great day.